About anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. The book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is his report of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church. And he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One. I, John, am your brother and your partner in suffering and in God's kingdom and in the patient endurance to which Jesus calls us. I was exiled to the island of Patmos for preaching the word of God and for my testimony about Jesus. It was the Lord's day, and I was worshiping in the Spirit. Suddenly I heard behind me a loud voice, like a trumpet blast. It said, write in a book everything you see, and send it to the seven churches in the cities of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. When I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven gold lampstands, and standing in the middle of the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man. He was wearing a long robe with a gold sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice thundered like the mighty ocean waves. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came from his mouth, and his face was like the sun in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. Write down what you have seen, both the things that are now happening and the things that will happen. This is the meaning of the mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand and the seven gold lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. All of Revelation chapter 1. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the power, the grace, the strength, the light, the wisdom that rests and permeates your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have of opening your word and spending time with you one-on-one every single day. More and more empower every listener to become a much more faithful hearer and doer of your word. A diligent student of your word, one who opens your word every day and spends time with you, drawing closer to you, becoming more and more like you. We thank you and we praise you for the wonderful gift of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for loving us so well. Thank you so much for laying out and letting us know what you're going to do next. Your scriptures say that you don't do anything unless you first tell us. And Father, you've told us that you're coming back again. So Father, I ask that you'd create a hunger in our hearts to look for you through scriptures. I ask that you'd help us to pray more, that you'd help us to spend more time with you. Thank you so much, Father, for all that you've already done in the church. And Father, I ask that you'd continue to grow up more, that you'd grow us more in maturity, that you'd grow us more in hunger, and that you'd grow us more in ministry. Father, you've loved us so well, and I pray that we would look to the scriptures to create a standard, to set our own standards, to love as you have loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we often do, we share articles from the AFA Stand that we would encourage you to email us to get copies of as discipleship resources for your own personal growth, for you to use in the discipling of your family, and for you to forward and share by way of email with family, friends, saved and unsaved individuals, co-workers, any and all that the Lord leads you to share them with. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. I want to share an article by the title, You Don't Know What You're Missing. And just to let you know, in part, a part of our discussion today will involve the importance of the spiritual habit of reading the Word of God every single day. Again, the title of this article, You Don't Know What You're Missing. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Again, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Then Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Again, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11. Is it really that important to read the Word of God every day? Let's consider another question. Is it really that important to eat food every day? A typical reaction to the second question may be, of course, eating food every day is important. Everyone knows that. Well, spending time in the Word of God is even more important than eating the food we eat for our physical bodies. There really are many important reasons why spending time in God's Word is so important and is such a blessing to us. So when people don't choose to read and meditate on God's Word daily, they're missing out on much more than they realize. Spending time in God's Word every day really does bless our lives in many, many ways. Here are just a few of those ways. 11 excellent ways the Word of God can bless you every day. Number one, it tells you how to be genuinely saved and grow up in your faith. See John 3:16, Psalm 119, verse 105, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Number two, reading the Word daily gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. See Psalm 119, verse 105. Number three, reading the Word daily empowers your prayer life. See Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Number four, it sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Number five, reading the Word daily ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. See Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Number six, reading the Word daily helps you maintain your mental health. See Proverbs chapter 4. Number 7, it increases God's anointing on every area of your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Number 8, it increases your wisdom in every area of your life. See Proverbs chapters 1 through 4. Number 9, reading the Word daily enhances your intellect and your personality. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Number 10, it pours grace, peace, joy, into your spirit, your mind, and your life. See 2 Corinthians 1, 2, 1 Timothy 1, 2, 2 Timothy 1, 2, and Galatians 5, 22, and 11. In direct statement or in principle, God's Word gives you guidance and or direction about every issue or topic in all of life. See Psalm 119, verse 105. Here are seven things we should seek to do with the Word of God every day. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. And if you're one who does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved, to commit or fully commit your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with us now? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of the wrong I've done. Forgive me for all the wrong things I've done. I do believe you died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I believe that 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I now confess I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the title of that article is You Don't Know What You Are Missing. If you'd like to get a copy of the article, simply email us. My email again is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And if you're one who prayed the prayer with us just then and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We want to share with you literature and information, resources that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to make that, if you did make that step, please email us again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. We are very blessed and honored to have with us in studio today, Celeste Sherwood Turner. She's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she's a guest reader that's going to read with us today. Celeste, how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. If I was any better, I couldn't stand it. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you with us, and we're honored to have you. And you got in touch with us, and we're honored just that you had a desire to be able to read the Word of God. And something that is an ongoing goal for us is that we're continually wanting to encourage believers to start the habit of reading God's Word every day, because the fact is, we don't have the ability to overemphasize how important getting into God's Word every day. So we're grateful that you're able to come and read with us today, okay?
Thank you. It's my privilege. Thank you.
And Father, thank you for every believer listening. And Lord, use the broadcast today to stir in the heart of every believer and set them on fire afresh, a passion to read your Word every day and a passion to live what they read and study from your Word. And empower us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word in Jesus' name. And open our eyes and our understanding to come to realize what a gift, what a tremendous gift your word is to us. And that as we make it the priority to read and meditate on every day, the blessings that flow into our minds, our hearts, our lives. And help us, Lord, also to be wise enough to make it the high priority you would have us to make it, of teaching and training our children to read your word every day, the high priority of having them to read your word out loud to us every day so that they too can be blessed, changed, and transformed by the power of your word working in their hearts, in their lives. Thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for the many ways it blesses us, ministers to us, molds and shapes us to become more and more like Jesus. We thank you for that privilege of reading it each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. As the daylight breaks,
my soul awakes to give you all the praise. Oh, I will trust in you. I will keep praising you through the night. I put my hope in you. You are the one who gives me life. You are the
music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As I mentioned, we are privileged to have with us in studio today Miss Celeste Sherwood Turner, and she's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she's a guest reader who desired to come and read God's Word for us, and we're grateful to have her in studio. Celeste, again, you said you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Well, and you are graciously going to read for us the book of Ruth. So if you'll dive right in with chapter one, please.
All right. Thank you. The book of Ruth. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left, speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field. Neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath been fully shewed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth, and gave to her what she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she shewed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not let off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin to us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down into the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art the near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shewed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then I will do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in the former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's and of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel.
You're listening to the reading of the book of Ruth. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, like a river running wild, like a never-ending fire. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, it's your name that tears down walls, and every
music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're privileged to have with us in studio a guest reader, Ms. Celeste Sherwood Turner, and she's been reading the book of Ruth for us. And Celeste is about to pick up in Ruth chapter 4, verse 9.
And Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Celeste. Again, that was our guest reader, Celeste Sherwood Turner, and she read for us through the four chapters of the book of Ruth. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the power, the grace, the strength, the light that permeates your word. Thank you for the truth that your word is pregnant with the ability to bless us, to empower us, to mold us, to shape us, and to strengthen us in our daily walk with you. More and more with every passing day, help us to be wise enough to establish habits such as reading at least three chapters in your word every day and thus receiving the blessings that flow into our lives as we read and meditate on your word. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to encourage and remind you that if you do not already have the habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. And again, for those persons that think, well, three is just not enough for me, wonderful. You cannot get too much of God's word. It'll only bless you more and more and more, strengthen you, encourage, and nourish your mind, body, and spirit. God's word ministers to every part of your being. Well, again, Celeste, thanks so much for coming to be with us. And
thank you for having me.
Can you share with me, why is reading God's word on a daily basis important to you as a believer?
Oh, for all of the reasons that you listed at the outset, which I'm going to get a copy of that for myself. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. It's transformative of your mind, your heart, and your perception. He gives you new eyes. He gives you new perfect peace in everything. But I find that there's just so much power in it. There's so much life in it. And there's nowhere else to get it. The truth doesn't change. But we do. But I do. Every time I pick it up and read it. And so much so that I have three favorites, and they are AFA, Preborn, and Bible League. And I have decided to focus my giving on Bible League because people need to have God's word in their hands, and it breaks my heart that they don't. And I take it for granted. Mm. So it's that important to me.
Well, thank you, Celeste, again, just for sharing. And thank you so much for taking the time to come and be with us and be a guest reader. Again, you have a great reading voice as well, and we appreciate you using it for the Lord's glory, too. Isaac is our producer. Isaac, did you have anything you wanted to share along the lines of the topic we're discussing today?
Yeah. I feel like it can be a little overwhelming thinking about every day. Every day? Well, here's a little challenge for you. If God created all of heaven and earth, and if he created all of it for us to have relationship with him, then isn't it more so up to him about how much time we have to spend with him?
Amen.
Like, if we want to spend time with him, I don't think he's going to put all of creation in our way. So reading the scriptures is phenomenally powerful. It tells us about God. It speaks to our hearts, and it's time, like, look at even Jesus starting his ministry. He went and, argued with debated with the most educated people at the time while he was still a teenager. He was like, he said, I've got to be in my father's house. How much reading and studying did he do? Mm. And that was Jesus. How much did he reveal of in scripture to the disciples? Like, it's so good. We need more of it.
Yes.
And, you know, I think of this, too, that it's good to know, too, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will spend as much time with us as we'll spend with him. And if a person thinks to themselves, well, God has a universe to run. He's got to deal with millions and millions of people all over the world. How can he possibly spend as much time with me as I'll spend with him in his word? Well, we need to remember he's God. We're not. And the fact is, God can give more attention to a million people with intensity that's greater than the attention you and I can give to one single person, because he's God. And so we shouldn't try to stop and try to think, how in the world God did. That's God's business. Our business is to do what he told us to do, to be students of his word. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. We're to hear it and live it as well. So I'm going to ask, Isaac, would you pray for listeners to grow in the understanding of the vital place of being a student of Scripture on a daily basis?
Absolutely. Father, thank you so much for Scripture. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Father, I ask that you'd create a desire in our hearts to read more Scripture. Father, I ask that you'd reveal to us the importance of Scripture. You've kept such a phenomenal record of your love letter to us. And Father, how it's so difficult to grow just wandering about aimlessly. You've revealed yourself in so many ways. And Father, I want to go back and learn more about how you've loved all of mankind and how you love me. So Father, I ask that you'd grow this in other people too, that we wouldn't just be hearers, but that we'd be responsive and pursue your face more. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, a final article I want to share now. We're not going to have time to do the whole, but I'm going to share a portion of it. It's entitled, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Practicing daily spiritual habits is necessary in our daily walk with the Lord. Why? Because followers of Christ are to be passionately faithful in following him. In life, we form habits to help us consistently do things that are important to us, habits that help us accomplish the goals we believe are critical to our lives. I pretty regularly encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in God's Word every day of their lives. This habit is one of the most important habits in life to establish. Why 3 chapters and why every day? If a believer reads 3 chapters in the Word of God every day, that can be a basic spiritual meal. It might be that you read the same chapter 3 times, or you may read 3 different chapters. Doing either one is fruitful and wise. How is this helpful? The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading God's Word, it's one-on-one time talking and spending time with Jesus. It's your daily appointment time with him. The Lord Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with him in his Word. It's important for us to read the Word of God every day. Just as our bodies need physical food every day, so too must we feed our spirits every day. God's Word is food for our spirits, like physical food is food for our physical bodies. Feeding your physical body every day can help you to be strong, vibrant, and healthy. Feeding your spirit, the Word of God daily, can help you too to become strong, vibrant, and spiritually healthy. Now, if a man or woman only ate a small snack once every other day, very soon he or she would grow spiritually weak in their lives. Likewise, when a believer only reads a verse or two from the Word of God every day or every other day, he or she will become spiritually weak. Sadly, it appears that too many believers live on what you might call a starvation diet spiritually. It's spiritual neglect. Too many believers may not even pick up a Bible for days. It's for this reason that many believers are spiritually anemic, spiritually weak and frail when it comes to their walk and relationship to Christ. My suggestion to you is today, start the habit of reading no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God daily. It's a way of blessing and rewarding yourself. See Psalm 1 and Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Why not start rewarding yourself today? And for time reasons, we're going to end it there. But again, if you'd like to get a copy of this article or the one that we shared earlier, again, the title of this article, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day, and the earlier article, You Don't Know What You're Missing, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get copies of both articles to you. Lord, again, thank you for the wonderful privilege and the opportunity for us to get into your word every day. Help us to realize, Lord, that on a daily basis, our time in your word is so valuable. It does so much for us. It strengthens us and nourishes us and empowers us in so many ways. Help us to be wise enough to never neglect spending time with you one-on-one in your word. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to become the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day to make that very, very important decision. If you'd like to, would you from your heart pray this prayer with me to commit your heart and life to the Lord even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you and obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to connect, be in touch with you. My email, once again, joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch with us again. That email, joseph@afr.net. Well, Sister Celeste, thanks so much again for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much.
It was an honor to have you, and thank you for reading for us, and thank you for being a part of our listening family. If you're not reading 3 chapters every day, today is a great day to start that habit. And again, if you'd like to get copies of one or both of the articles, again, the first article, You Don't Know What You're Missing, and the second article, God's Word, 3 chapters a day, same email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.